Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Zoe, good morning, Zoe!
Hello!
So the theatre, this weekend, this big open weekend with so much promise, so much
potential. All right, well, first things first, bit of a throwback. Bad Jelly the Witch.
Perfect.
At the Pump House, if you've got a little one, or you just want a bit of a nostalgia trip.
Well, I think just one of the greatest stories that's ever been written, ever.
Yeah, go hang out with, what's his face, Dingle Mouse, Mud Wiggle, Binkle.
Have you ever heard the story, ever?
yes, I went and saw Bad Jelly the Witch when I was a wee lass, and had a bit of a freak out and had to leave early.
My next question to you was going to be really, and being realistic, it's not a 2-year-old show. It's not the Wiggles.
No.
When she goes,
or like the giant with the keen eyes.
Ah, throw them in the cage! That's terrifying.
Are you playing Bad Jelly the Witch?
That's the witch, yeah. that's a witch, that bit. But there's a lot of bits which are quite scary.
Yeah, for sure. The giant with the 10 eyes around its head or something.
Dolbert.
You know, bags and
so what age group would you recommend?
Bags?
Well, I mean,
10 plus.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
I mean, it's recommended to kids of all ages.
I reckon
just like 6 to 90.
If they have to leave, they have to leave.
They can just go. Yeah. It'll be fine.
Sedate them.
Yeah, what? Also. What?
Hello? Sorry?
Right.
Six and up. I'm saying six and up.
Do not sedate.
But if there's anybody that's seen the show and thinks that that's been too liberal, or thinks I'm being a little bit restrained on that, then please give us a call, 309-3879.
On sedating them. On sedating.
Tess, what are you talking about?
Stop talking about sedating children.
Need to get some sleep. Okay, all right. So.
All right, another one.
So Bad Jelly the Witch at the Pump House, to North Shore. Come on, right down there by the lake.
Classic.
It's nice down there. It's real nice. Have you been down there?
Just recently, actually. We took a show at the Pump House about a month ago.
Oh.
That's the ducks.
Thanks for letting us know.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful down there, though. It's cool.
Also, a new show at the basement called Paper Planes. That actually opens on the 2nd of October, which is going to be super cool. Puppets are involved.
Good.
It's a story about two sisters called Murph and Joss. Apparently they hate each other. Apparently they love each other too. There's some astrology involved.
So,
fighting for your life.
So we're saying puppets, but this again may not be necessarily. This is not for
this. I don't think
for the Elmo
is,
crowd.
For the Elmo crowd. No, this is more for your
adult puppetry.
Adult puppetry.
Good job.
Go
Good
check job. It out.
What's that called?
That's called Paper Planes
tonight.
That starts on the 2nd
cool.
of October.
Cool.
So you can plan in advance for this one. But it's going to be pretty cool. Produced by Alice Kirker. There's a cool woman called Katie Longbottom who's in it, who's also a writer. So it's a good sort of bunch of Auckland creatives doing their thing, which is always awesome. Tickets, $18 to $25. You can book at the basement. All that good stuff.
And that's next week.
Yes.
Week. Is there anything tonight?
Tonight there is.
You're keen
also,
to get. You're keen to get.
Yeah, it's nice because you can plan your like last week.
Yeah,
which
that
I'm
was
sure
a good
lots
plan.
Of people went
Did.
Through it.
Yeah, tonight if you're in for a bit of a chuckle, there's this guy called Pax Asadi, and he has a show at the basement called Brown Famous, which he's done at the Queue, so it's sort of back and more polished and better than ever. It's about being a husband, being a dad. And being somewhat famous, someone said it was a masterful storyteller, so that's a good review. That's on tonight at 10 p.m. It's also on tomorrow at 8:30, which will be a good laugh, yeah. I reckon.
That sounds like a laugh.
Yeah,
run on.
And who doesn't want to laugh?
I couldn't agree more.
So
could not. The agree more.
The theatre in Auckland is hot to trot right now, and you'd be doing yourself a disservice to not go and see it. Would that be right?
Definitely.
Thank you,
Zoe.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
95 BFM Breakfast.